Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, March 21st. For the sake of Loudoun County bus riders, ATU 689 transit workers are returning to work today after 9 weeks on strike. But they're continuing their demand that Keolis come to the table with a fair contract offer. And just hours after nurses at the George Washington University Hospital announced they were unionizing, the hospital leadership suspended registered nurse Angelo Estrellas, accusing him of being involved in the union organizing campaign. We've got a petition demanding Angelo be reinstated on our website, dclabor.org. On today's labor calendar, targeting the Dirty Four megabanks. That starts today at 10:45 a.m. in Franklin Park, 13th and I Street, Northwest. Complete details, dclabor.org. Click on calendar. Today's labor quote is by Cesar Chavez. When a man or a woman, young or old, takes a place on the picket line for even a day or two, he will never be the same again. In today's labor history, on this date in 1853, the American Labor Union was founded, a socialist labor organization whose membership was largely confined to the states of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Washington, and Wyoming. The ALU later took part in the creation of the Industrial Workers of the World. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.